You may have heard something about this whole net metering debate. Lots of ads, lots of accusations, lots of money being spent. Late yesterday, the Arizona Corporation Commission narrowly voted to add a fee of around $5 to the monthly utility bills of future rooftop solar customers. It does not apply to homeowners who have their systems installed by the end of the year.
Under net metering, ratepayers with solar systems send their excess power back to the grid. APS credits them for that. Homeowners can then use that credit to buy power they need when the sun's not shining. The 70 cents per kilowatt hour fee approved by the CorpCom means a monthly charge of less than $5 for a common size 7-kilowatt system. And it's a fraction of what APS had requested. The utility had wanted monthly fees of $50 to $100, arguing solar customers weren't paying their fair share to maintain the grid, and that non-solar customers were being forced to pick up the slack. Jenna Shaver is a spokeswoman for APS.
The most important thing that happened this week with the decision at the ACC is that the commissioners affirmed that a cost shift does exist. So we applaud them for making this affirmation and for their focus on the facts that about the cost shift and the impact this will have on APS customers.
The final decision, though, gives APS far less revenue than what you had expected, right, or what you had wanted.
Yeah, the proposal falls well short of addressing the cost shift, and it really just pushes the problem down the road to our next general rate case, which will be in 2016. So by 2016, the cost shift could total $45 million or more, which would fall on the shoulders of our non-rooftop solar customers.
So given the fact that what the Corporation Commission decided falls well short of what you wanted, is it worth even doing the extra $5 or so a month?
Absolutely. It's a step in the right direction to solving the cost shift. And as the decision states, we will continue to monitor the installations that happen on a quarterly basis. So we'll continue to go back to the commission every quarter with what kind of demand we're seeing in terms of installation and megawatts on our system. And we'll be able to monitor that 70 cent per kilowatt charge that was decided. And we can, working with the commission and other stakeholders, decide if that needs to go up or down based on market saturation.
What will APS be looking at, be doing, information that you might be compiling in advance of that rate case in 2016 to try to maybe get the commission to increase the rate to more where you want it?
Well, I think, as I said, I think the most important thing that happened this week is that the commissioners and other groups have identified that this cost shift is real. And so since it is real and we continue to add solar rooftop installations to our system that will just add to this cost shift, that's what we're going to be monitoring over the next couple of years. And that information is what we're going to bring to the commission in 2016 so that we can get an idea of how this cost shift has grown, because it will continue to grow and it will continue to get harder to solve the longer we wait.
Jenna Shaver with APS, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The fee that the commission agreed to came out of a compromise brokered between Arizona's Residential Utility Consumer Office and the solar installation industry. Brian Miller is the vice president of public policy at the residential solar company Sunrun. He's also the president of the Alliance for Solar Choice.
APS launched an unprecedented multi-million-dollar campaign with the intent of destroying the rooftop solar industry, and yesterday they failed. And that's the legacy of this Arizona debate.
The solar industry for the longest time had said that you didn't want any kind of new fee imposed, and then yesterday you came up with the approximately $5 a month fee. What changed?
Well, look, the fees will certainly have an impact on the market. But, you know, APS took the position yesterday at the hearing that they would not compromise under any circumstances. The commission and commission staff are looking to the parties to find a compromise. And everyone in the room ultimately reached the settlement except for APS.
Do you think that a $5 a month fee will discourage anyone from installing a solar system on their roof?
It will discourage some.
Even at $5?
You know, the average homeowner on a monthly lease saves between $5 and $10 a month. And people go solar both for the stability in their rates. They like that they're setting their own power price, but they also want to save money. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but they need to save a little bit of money. And some homes will not work anymore with a $5 a month charge, and some will. And that's why we think all fees are bad. It's nowhere near the $100 a month that APS wanted, which would have stopped all homeowners from being able to go solar.
So what will be the impact on your industry and on your business of this decision?
Well, that remains to be determined. The fees are real, and they will have an impact on the market. But at the same time, they're not going to accomplish what APS wanted to do, which is APS proposed $100 in fees, and that didn't happen. So the solar industry will be allowed to continue to breathe and grow in the state of Arizona.
Are you concerned about the rates potentially going up in 2016 when APS's next rate case comes up?
We're sure that APS will continue to fight on this issue, and we will continue to be vigilant on this issue. But I do think that, you know, rate design is what is now becoming the precedent for addressing these issues that the utilities are raising. The utilities keep saying they want to change the net metering rules, and the regulators keep saying, bring these issues up in the context of rate design, don't change net metering, and we think that's the appropriate course.
Brian Miller is the Vice President of Public Policy at the residential solar company Sunrun. He's also the President of the Alliance for Solar Choice. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.